Texas Toast is his name. Adventure is his game.
He goes everywhere.
He's got a dog named Jesus. A talking dog named Jesus.
They go everywhere.
Texas Toast and his talking dog Jesus.
Last week on the incredible adventures of Texas Toast and his talking dog Jesus. Trapped in a space pod, rocketing towards another dimension, with only a pocket knife and a talking dog to protect himself? Will Texas escape, or will he be buried in another dimension where his mother might be a boysenberry? Find out on this week's exciting episode of
Texas Toast and his talking dog Jesus.
Texas and Jesus, knocked out by their interdimensional jump, awake suddenly as their space pod crashes to the ground. As the pod door opens and the dust clears, they see
Jesus, a Statue of Liberty! We're back home!
Hooray! What better image to greet us, Texas, as we return to our great nation than the Statue of Liberty, a symbol of freedom and opportunity.
Who are you?
My name's the Texas Toast, and this here's my talking dog, Jesus. And what in the hell are you doing stinking up this most American of monuments, Frenchie? This here's America!
America? This is not America! This is New France!
New France!
Texas Toast and his talking dog Jesus!
What other surprises lie ahead in this horrible new dimension? A dimension where the French rule the world?
My name is French Toast, and this is my dog, Charlemagne!
Last week on the fantastic adventure de la French Toast and his accordion-playing dog, Charlemagne! Munching on the croque-monsieur, sipping on the Cabernet, with only universal healthcare and a baguette to protect himself. Will French order an apéritif? Or will he wander the melancholy cobblestones of New Paris, searching for love or God? Or anything else he can take to bed and have the sex with.
Texas, I'm scared. I heard that French people have dildo fingers.
And their eyeballs are gumballs. It's all true, Jesus. But we're never getting back to our own dimension if we can't find someone to fix our space pod.
Oh, yeah, the space pod. I forgot, their space pod damaged. Texas and Jesus are forced to make friends with the enemy. The French, whose earwax glows in the dark!
Mr. Toast!
Oui, Monsieur Toast!
We're from another dimension. You see, my dog pressed the wrong button.
Hey!
Quiet! My dog hit the wrong button on that there space pod, and we ended up here. And we want to go back, but we don't know how to fix this thing.
Say no more. Interdimensional travel is commonplace here. I'll just give you one of our handheld dimension jumpers, and you can be on your way. But first, you have to battle the Kreldor!
The Kreldor? One of the most feared creatures in any dimension, with teeth the size of a skyscraper, and a mouth the size of the Grand Canyon, and other very big, very dangerous parts that tear through flesh and bone easily, and are well-suited for murdering our heroes!
You bastard! You acted all friendly-like, and now you're sending the Kreldor? Right there's unfair, and frankly, this is the last time I'll ever trust a Frenchman. You can eat my Gerard Depardoodaloo.
You cannot say that about our president. Release the Kreldor!
Texas, what are we gonna do?
I don't know.
French Toast lights a cigarette and smiles, secure in the fact that only he knows that the Kreldor is vulnerable between his toes.
Hey, Texas, he's vulnerable between his toes.
What?
Between his toes.
What?
Between his toes!
What?
Sacre bleu! That is not fair!
What?
Texas, he's coming for us!
What?
Trapped by the Kreldor, surrounded by the stink of rotten flesh, which wafts from his gaping mouth, Will Texas make it to the toes in time? Or will he be the toast and Jesus the meat in a dead sandwich? Find out all this and more on next week's exciting episode of...
Texas Toast and His Talking Dog Jesus!